Wakefulness that comes from riches consumes the flesh, and anxiety about it takes away sleep. Wakeful anxiety will crave slumber. In a severe disease, sleep will be broken. A rich man toils in gathering money together. When he rests, he is filled with his good things. A poor man toils in lack of substance. When he rests, he becomes needy. He who loves gold won't be justified. He who follows destruction will himself have his fill of it. Many have been given over to ruin for the sake of gold. Their destruction meets them face to face. It is a stumbling block to those who sacrifice to it. Every fool will be taken by it. Blessed is the rich person who is found blameless and who doesn't go after gold. Who is he that we may call him blessed? For he has done wonderful things among his people. Who has been tried by it and found perfect? Then let him boast. Who has had the power to transgress and has not transgressed, and to do evil and has not done it? His prosperity will be made sure. The congregation will proclaim his alms. Do you sit at a great table? Don't be greedy there. Don't say, there is a lot of food on it. Remember that a greedy eye is a wicked thing. What has been created more greedy than an eye? Therefore it sheds tears from every face. Don't stretch your hand wherever it looks. Don't thrust yourself with it into the dish. Consider your neighbor's feelings by your own. Be discreet in every point. Eat like a human being those things which are set before you. Don't eat greedily, lest you be hated. Be first to stop for manners' sake. Don't be insatiable, lest you offend. And if you sit among many, don't reach out your hand before them. How sufficient to a well-mannered man is a very little. He doesn't breathe heavily in his bed. Healthy sleep comes from moderate eating. He rises early, and his wits are with him. The pain of wakefulness, colic, and griping are with an insatiable man. And if you have been forced to eat, rise up in the middle of it, and you shall have rest. Hear me, my son, and don't despise me, and in the end you will appreciate my words. In all your works be skillful, and no disease will come to you. People bless him who is liberal with his food. The testimony of his excellence will be believed. The city will murmur at him who is a stingy with his food. The testimony of his stinginess will be accurate. Don't show yourself valiant in wine, for wine has destroyed many. The furnace tests the temper of steel by dipping. So does wine test hearts in the quarreling of the proud. Wine is as good as life to men if you drink it in moderation. What life is there to a man who is without wine? It has been created to make men glad. Wine drunk in season and in moderation is joy of heart and gladness of soul. Wine drunk excessively is bitterness of soul, with provocation and conflict. Drunkenness increases the rage of a fool to his hurt. It diminishes strength and adds wounds. Don't rebuke your neighbor at a banquet of wine. Don't despise him in his mirth. Don't speak a word of reproach to him. Don't distress him by making demands of him.